It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori and the AIG Women's Open Championship, the final major on the women's calendar, takes place this coming week at the Old Course at St. Andrews in Scotland. What a special venue for the Women's Open Championship. And joining me now to preview it is Zoe Ridgway, Championship Director of the AIG Women's Open at the Rowan Ancient. Hey, Zoe, welcome to Talking Golf.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
St. Andrews, what a historic venue for golf, right? And for this championship.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this is the third time that we'll be staging the AIG Women's Open in St. Andrews on the Old Course. We came here the first time in 2007. That was the year that Lorena Ochoa won. And that was the first time that a women's professional championship had been staged on the Old Course. So a really special moment that year, particularly because the Old Course is so iconic, it's so well known. I think it really shone a light on women's golf that first year. The last time we came here was in 2013, which was the year Stacey Lewis won. I think she birdied the last two holes to win by two shots. So exciting finish. So I'm sure the Old Course will provide a lot of drama, a lot of excitement. It's a very strategic course. We're really looking forward to see how the players perform next week.
Yes, and who could forget when Stacey Lewis in the 2013 Women's Open Championship hit one of the greatest approach shots ever on that road hole, right? I think it was a 200-yard shot. She crushed a 5-iron that landed about 10 feet from the hole, Zoe, and just what a great win for the American. And I know you mentioned she birdied that 17th and went on to birdie the 18th to win it. So certainly great memories of this championship the last time it was played at St. Andrews.
Phenomenal golf on such a difficult hole as well. The road hole is not easy. So to hit a shot like that, she very much deserved to walk away with the trophy.
Well, I understand the Women's Open did not exist until, 1976? And I read where it almost folded in the 80s. So when did the Royal and Ancient take over? And can you talk a little bit about what it's like now that the R&A is really running the show?
Yeah, so the R&A merged with the Ladies Golf Union in 2017. So that was the first point at which the R&A became involved after that merger took place. So since then, you're right, we've now taken on full responsibility of the championship. We stage and operate the championship, which is great. And I think that's really important for the R&A because this is very much the showpiece of the R&A's commitment to women and girls golf. We've worked with AIG, our title sponsor, in really trying to elevate the championship. And you'll have seen that across different areas. So the prize money's increased. I think it's something like 180% since 2018. So that's quite a big jump. We've really focused on venue selection and trying to visit the very best venues in the UK to give the players that experience of competing on the best golf courses. We've done a lot of work on the player experience itself as well, making sure the players are well looked after. They've got everything they need in player facilities, recovery facilities, so that they've got everything they need to perform their best during the championship week. And we've also turned our focus to the fan experience as well, and making sure that we're attracting fans to come and celebrate how great the players are, and they're playing in front of big crowds as well, which is brilliant.
You talked about the prestigious courses that the women play, and boy, in 2018, Georgia Hall won at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's. Then in 2019 at Woburn, a tree-lined course, not a seaside course, Hanako Shabuno won there. And then I remember watching the German woman, ranked 304 in the world back in 2020, Sofia Popov, winning it at Royal Troon. I mean, unbelievable. Carnoustie in 2021. In Ji Chong of Korea at Mirrorfield in 2022. Just great golf courses, which I think is, just helps make this AIG Open Championship so very, very special, don't you?
Absolutely. And I think it's a different challenge for the players. Links golf, it is quite a different style of golf and probably something that the players might not get to play that regularly. So we know St Andrews, the wind can blow, the various weather conditions can come in. So I think it'll provide quite a different challenge for them this week.
Yeah. What's the forecast look like? I don't know if you've kind of focused on that. The tournament, the championship starts Thursday. I know over there, and I play a lot of golf in Scotland and Ireland, and you certainly can have five seasons in a day, right? So it's hard to predict. But looking ahead, what does the forecast look like, and what's the wind look like?
No, absolutely. I mean, at the moment, it looks quite mixed. But I think being so close to the coast as well, it can change very quickly. So we are keeping a close eye on the weather forecast, but I think difficult to know at this stage how accurate it's likely to be because the weather fronts can change so quickly. So I think we can expect some wind, hopefully not too much rain. We'd like to see some sunshine as well. So fingers crossed for some good conditions. But I think, you know, a bit of wind, it gives it a true links feel. So I'm sure it'll provide a good challenge for the players.
It has to, you know, add to the atmosphere, right? You need a little bit of wind and maybe some weather to make it a real open championship. But I know you mentioned the RNA's commitment to women, Zoe. Can you talk about the RNA's Women in Golf Leadership Program, which I read as part of the Women in Golf Charter?
That's right. I was actually lucky enough to benefit from taking part in the RNA's Women in Golf Leadership Development Programme in 2019. And it's a phenomenal programme. It's intended to help develop potential future leaders. So I'm very lucky to be involved in that. And I think they're onto something like the 13th or 14th cohort of students coming through. They've built a foundation program as well to complement the main program. So it's being rolled out internationally to various different countries. And there's a lot of women coming through the golf industry really benefiting from having the opportunity to take part.
That's wonderful. And I read where you got your start in the golf business by working at the International Management Group.
That's right. Yeah, I've been in the golf industry over 21 years now, so showing my age. But yeah, I started off working for International Sports Management, which was a small event management and mostly player management company. So I had the benefit of working on the event side, but also doing some player management as well. So I think I've been able to have a good insight into quite a varied different sides of the golf industry, which is brilliant and loved every minute of it.
Well, showing my age, I remember interviewing Mark McCormick back in the day here in New York, and he's the one that started International Management Group. And really, you know, with a handshake with Arnold Palmer, they credit starting the whole sports marketing movement, which is so historic. So IMG, very familiar with that organization. They do so much in golf, and good for you that you've come through the ranks there. And now with the RNA's Women in Golf Leadership Program, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so I joined the RNA just over 6 years ago now, came into this role in 2020. So my first year in this role was Royal Troon, which would play the championship behind closed doors that year due to COVID. So yeah, it's been a roller coaster since I've come into the role, but very lucky to be doing what I do, and yeah, really enjoy the challenges that it brings.
Have you had a chance to play St Andrews a few times?
I have, yes, I have. Very fortunate to have done that. I've had some good rounds and some bad rounds, so we'll try and remember the good ones and forget the bad ones. But it's such a great course, and depending on the conditions on the day that you play it, it can play quite different as well. So I think it's a course that you don't automatically stand on a hole and pull out the same club. It depends what the wind's doing. I think it really makes you think about the next shot that you're going to play, and that can be different every time you play the hole.
Just one of the greatest, if not the greatest, golf courses in all the world. Truly a historic gem for these women. And 24 Americans, Zoe, are in the field, including Nellie Korda, Lilia Vu, the defending champion, Rose Zhang, Ellie Ewing, Megan Kang. I mean, just to name a few. And I'm interested always in getting the overseas perspective on Nellie Korda's run earlier this season, you know, winning 6 of 7 tournaments, just phenomenal. What were people over the pond thinking when they were seeing how well she was playing?
I mean, it's just been incredible. What she's achieved in golf this year is just phenomenal. And to be honest, it's been great to see. I mean, it's just the run that she was on earlier in the year, it just felt like she was never going to stop. She was just going to win everything. I'm sure there's huge support for Nelly Korda over here. I know everybody's really excited to see her play the Old Course.
What will the spectator experience be like at St. Andrews this year?
So there's been a lot of focus on the spectator experience because we know that the players provide great excitement, a great experience for the fans that come out and watch. And we really wanted to try and offer that same level of experience off the course as well. So we've built a new style festival village focused to attracting potentially non-golf fans, younger audiences, plenty of kids to come along and get involved as well. We've a concert on the Saturday night. So for us, I think it's just focusing on providing that all-around entertainment that the full family can enjoy and hopefully attract some people to golf that perhaps wouldn't have considered coming, but we'll see what a great game it is and hopefully take up the sport themselves.
And what a great venue to watch a championship, right? I mean, St. Andrews, it's just, you can be at any given kind of area on the course and see so much. It's kind of all laid out in front of you, right?
Yeah, I mean, the first hole, 18th hole, are probably the iconic ones that everybody will know well. But then when you get out towards 7, there's a great viewing spot there on the 7th and 11th greens where you can see a lot of golf. I'm sure the fans will love seeing the players play the Old Course.
What are you most looking forward to this week?
I think for me, it's just such a special venue. And I think the Old Course is somewhere where probably every player will want to win a championship. So I think to win a major in St. Andrews on the Old Course, whoever stood on the 18th green on Sunday night lifting a trophy will feel like they've achieved something extra special because we're in St. Andrews and it's the Irish Women's Open. So I think I'm looking forward to just seeing the quality of golf that we know the players can play and just this being a real celebration of women's golf.
And what a great commitment from the sponsor, one of the main sponsors, AIG, American International Group, Global Insurance Organization. It's so important to get these huge companies so committed to women's golf, don't you think?
Absolutely. And we couldn't ask for a better partner in AIG. They've done so much to support what we're trying to achieve around the championship. And we've worked very closely together on enhancing and growing the championship. So very lucky to have them involved and have their support.
And the AIG Women's Open, one of 5 major championships in women's golf. The women have 5, the men have 4. What are your thoughts about having 5 major championships for the women to showcase their games?
I think it's fantastic. We're obviously the last of the 5 majors. We always attract a really strong field of players to come and take part. It's always a very international field. We have something like 25 different nationalities of players taking part in the AIG Women's Open. So I think it's just a great opportunity to celebrate just how good the players are and see them compete on a global scale on some incredible courses.
That is Zoe Ridgway, Championship Director of the AIG Women's Open, which is going to be at St. Andrews, and it's this coming week. Well, at the Women's Scottish Open at Dundonald in Scotland going on right now, Lauren Coughlin took over the sole lead. She's even through 9 holes, and at 12 under, she's now 2 shots ahead of fellow American Megan Kang. So we'll watch that final round of the Women's Scottish Open. All right, coming up, senior writer for Morning Read, Alex Maselli. He will join us. Alex has been covering golf for decades, and I always love getting insight from Alex on a lot of issues in golf, particularly on LIV Golf, PGA Tour, and what he thinks will happen in the future between these two golf entities, and much more. So we'll talk with Alex in a few minutes.